Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international, transformational, storytelling, y'all. Just what you need, time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Second. Alexa, start.
Okay. Diamond. In the beautiful sea, I choose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky.
Yes. Alexa, stop.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. Thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, ambition, faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in every Wednesday. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. So today we have another phenomenal guest. I told you this is what? We're in August. And this is going to be a phenomenal month of amazing guests. Today, or it could be night where you are, but we have Donna Hammond. And Donna Hammond has a phenomenal story. You have to stay tuned in to her. I want her to pronounce her full name when she comes on board. But listen, she has a best-selling book that's out, and it's Abandoned But Not Forgotten, which is a powerful memoir that she put together concerning a story of hers that began at the age of 4. Did you hear what I said? 4 years. Can you imagine a 4-year-old child who was abandoned at a train station in India? Yes. Abandoned at a train station in India at the age of 4. I want to share something with you. Every relationship has a spiritual purpose that helps us grow and become stronger. Sometimes our most challenging relationships bring the greatest personal blessings. From them, we learn about forgiveness, patience, and other virtues. You're going to hear that from Dana today. And I have to tell you, the reason you heard the song, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, that's who Dana is. She's going to talk to you about what it's like being a shining diamond, what it's like being in the rough. She's going to tell you about those things. And I'm going to tell you that in terms of being motivated, Dana's story will motivate you. And if it doesn't, you're going to have to dig deep inside and figure out where your motivational point is. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. So Dana, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you so much for being here. Dana, tell us about who Dana Hammond is.
I see myself as different from anybody else. I see myself separated for a reason and set apart for a reason. That's who Dana is, someone who is set apart.
Yes.
But not forgotten about.
Yes. And I so love your particular chapter, your memoir caught my attention, Abandoned But Not Forgotten. And to be abandoned, I'm not sure if it was an intentional abandonment or if you just got lost, separated from your parents or from whomever were in charge of you at the age of 4. What took place that day? What did that day, as you can recall, what took place that day at the age of 4?
Well, if it was intentional, it sure did show itself as intentional. You can obviously very much tell that whoever this bad person was who abducted me from my birth family was intentionally taking me away from my family and taking me through to another child trafficking source. And child trafficking can mean labor trafficking or horse trafficking, just sex trafficking or just adoption trafficking. We don't know. We don't know exactly, but I believe that I was a human trafficked with adoption trafficking. And but we won't know the real story until one day I meet my birth family and I get to sit down face to face with them and have a real live conversation with them and to really know it all, know exactly what happened from point A to point B. I can only speculate what took place because I do know that much that I was human trafficked.
Wow. And human trafficking is, in the area that I'm in, I actually get to participate in the meetings that they hold concerning human trafficking on Fridays. And I am constantly sent information pertaining to areas where a child has been abducted or one has been found. So that is passionate. I am very passionate when it comes to human trafficking, and because I love girls, I love to mentor the youth, basically. I love children and I love keeping them protected. I can tell you, Dana, that I've given so many talks to the schools and different programs on human trafficking, especially to both girls and boys, you know, and I usually give an acronym called SARS, S-A-R-S, Situation Awareness Report. And when I give that, you teach that course to these kids, they're like, oh my goodness, yep, mom is always on her cell phone at the mall, or mom is always on her cell phone when she's pumping gas, or dad is not paying attention to me when this is happening or that is happening. So you never know how important it is to keep your eyes on your children. And you say 4 years old, I'm just thinking of my grandson who's actually 4 years old. So someone can have a child out there, a son or daughter, that's actually 4 years old. And the important thing is, like Dana said, she does not know the full story yet, but she's investigating it. She wants to know, was it human trafficking? Or did someone, you know, she said, I was intentionally left there. I know that for a fact. And what happened with that, Dana? How long were you like a part of whatever system that was that you went into at the age of 4? How long were you there?
Well, you know, I was abducted and I was in that right side for a day or two. And I just remember just the memories of it when I was abducted from my family. And that was, it, of course, because it was very severe and traumatic, that was my first memory. And that's all I could remember. The first part of India was being snatched and thrown in a rice bag in chloroform. I know was placed over my mouth because this unnatural sleep that was just causing me to fall asleep constantly. But the thing is that the person didn't keep in mind that, you know, hey, I was going to have memories of when I wake up in between, and I was going to start visualizing and jotting down where I am and what was taking place in my life. And that's what I did. I just could remember just the things, my surroundings and everything that was there.
Wow. And, you know, what I love about you, Dana, is that this is not your first book. You actually wrote several other books. You were involved in anthologies and other books that you took part of just so you could build up to this particular book. Can you share about, can you give me just a tidbit on that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, the first book that I just felt led to, you know, put together was an Indian cuisine book, Anyone Who is a Christian, they can use it for Daniel fasting, and they can use it where, you know, because if they can't eat meat, they can definitely use that recipe. But then the recipes can be used when they do want to have a little bit of meat or chew here and there. But otherwise, that's the whole purpose of me really creating 10 recipes, put it together, something simple, something real quick. And that was the first book that I felt led to even put together. And it's very simple, but yet something people can follow through, and it's not going to be so complicated.
Wow. I love that. And like I said, this is the main reason why you got involved with writing, was so that you could, it would lead you up to the book that you so desperately want to expound on, Abandoned But Not Forgotten. And I think that you share so much with me about what's going on in your life. One of the other things that you said is that, listen, I just want to be happy. I want to go on with my purpose. You know, God has spoken to me. He has shown me clearly my vision. And this is where I'm at in life right now. I'm going to have to say goodbye to some things and some people in my life. And they're going to regret it. I am so tired of being abused. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, abuse is a real thing, and anybody can abuse you, whether it's verbally, emotionally, or mentally. And sometimes some people, they take that lightly, and they think, oh, they just flake it off. But honestly, abuse can come in any form, any way, and any, there's no color, there's no look of what abuse looks like. You know, you just know. You know when there's some kind of mistreatment, something's just not right. It's abuse. I mean, unless if a person is edifying you, then it's abuse. But if the person's not edifying you, you know, yeah, it's abuse. But it's healthy when somebody's giving back to you and you're giving back to them. It's healthy. And I chose to move on. I chose to move in my purpose. And that's what's making me happy, because I was meant to stand out. And I made up my mind that come one way or another way, I'm going to walk in my purpose. I'm going to walk in my calling. And my purpose is to tell my story. And I wasn't going to allow nobody to stop me from that. And I made up my mind on that. And my heart was already made up. And so as I went on a journey to writing my book, I've been on a journey to writing my book since 2008. I went on a journey to accomplish, and I finally accomplished my first book. And then after that, I did a co-author with some powerful women, Tear the Veil. So when I got the support system that I needed, I knew I was going to launch off from there after writing a chapter of that story that I was originally going to write. And then I released the rest of my story in a book called Abandoned But Not Forgotten. So that's series of books that I have written and put together, and now I'm on a journey of putting a journal together and then writing my next book. And I'm not going to share that title right now with that, but it's been a great journey, and because it has allowed me to know who I am, and it's also allowed me to go through the process. Now I can do it a lot more at ease.
Wow, and I appreciate you for not sharing that book, but I definitely, you know, I'm speechless, honestly, because I've always wanted to speak to someone that was definitely involved in human trafficking, and the fact that you're married now, and you know, you have a beautiful baby. I think you have one child, a baby girl, and now you have to set things right for her life. You know, you have to be a role model for her, and definitely you have to just cover her and protect her and then leave a legacy for her so she'll know, you know, the reason you made certain choices in life. She'll need to know your why for wanting to keep others involved and to educate. That's the thing, basically, to educate others on what it's like to be involved. Some people say the past, leave it in the past, but some things you just can't leave in the past, you know?
Right. You can't. And you know what? When my daughter gets old enough, she's going to understand that a lot of the things that mama did was for her. It's because I see her like a diamond, just like I am. I do. As a matter of fact, she is unique. She's a unique individual that is set apart herself, just like her mama. I see a lot of me in her. And so for that, I wanted her pathway to be paved way different than mine was paved. And it was unfortunate that mine was paved in a way that it should not have. And it was out of my family's hands. But guess what? I'm in control now, and not just in control of my life, I'm in control of her life, where I can pave it for a better pathway that she can have. And I foresee so much opportunity for her, so much pathway where she's not going to walk in the ways that I have. So I made up my mind that, no, I'm not going to allow abuse to take place in my life anymore. And it's unfortunate that I have to leave my marriage, and I'm leaving my marriage now for her. I'm leaving my circumstance for her, so that way she can have a better mama who can pave the right way and teach her the right way. Because if I'm not being a better example for her, I can't teach her. I can't even teach her if I'm not doing it for my own self too. First, I have to love myself, then love her. But I love myself before I even loved her. But she just changed my world when she came into this earth last year, and that was it. She changed my world, and I knew I had to. I just had to. Yeah. I mean, if I said I love myself, then she made me to love myself even more, as well as her.
You're definitely an overcomer, and this is, yes, that's what this show is all about, overcoming battles. So you've gone over mountain after mountain after mountain, and you're saying, I finally made it. I have finally made it. I've climbed all of these mountains, gone through all of these valleys, and now I am in control of my destiny, of my purpose. And my daughter will know, she will know exactly how to choose to make right choices in life. And I will be there for her. Yes, I hear you loud and clearly. I am an overcomer. That's what you're saying. I need to hear you say it, though. I'm an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You are an overcomer because you said that, I am not staying here in this abusive relationship. I've been abused all my life. I can remember at 4 years old being in a sack with rice. And I kept falling in and out of sleep because of the products that was on the rice that made me fall asleep and wake up. And it left you feeling some kind of way. So you're saying because I have those memories of being intentionally left at some place at the train station. I was abandoned, but not forgotten. My abandonment did not allow me to forget the fact that I was in a place that I wasn't supposed to be. I'm not going to allow my daughter to go through this. I'm going to protect her with every eye that I have. She's going to shine bright like a diamond as a child. I'm going to teach her how to start shining right now. And that takes, like I said before, I'm saying goodbye to abuse. I'm saying goodbye to abandonment. And when someone is abusing you, that's a part of abandonment right there. That means they have lost all kind of love for you. If they have to start hitting on you and beating on you and calling you names and you know, they know when they met you and married you and you both fell in love, that beautiful child was made out of love. And you've been there for the longest, and this child is almost, she's probably over a year by now. But you've gone through enough to say, listen, I can't allow her to recall the abuse that's taken place in this relationship. And it's taken me to remember the abuse that I've gone through all my life. I just want to love and to love somebody. And God has blessed me with a life to love. And that's what I'm going to do.
Right. And that's not what I wanted for her. I just did not want that pathway to be her. And I didn't want her, that to be her first memory her daddy, you know, being abusive because that's okay. And her mama accepting it. No, that's not okay. I mean, yes, I had a role to play, but guess what? I'm not. I can accept my downfalls or my shortcomings, but I was not allowed. Was willing to sit there and allow some man to do whatever he wanted to do to me. So even though I fought back, but you know, I can only fight back so much until I continue to get in trouble. So I finally had to finally stop and say, mm-hmm. enough is enough. I'm not going to entertain that anymore. And I'm also going to call it quits because it's not getting me anywhere. And it's also getting me in trouble. So I called it quits.
Yes.
And, I don't know if you remember the story of the Simba, the Lion King, Simba, where
yes,
Simba,
the lioness.
The father, the father, he said, Simba, remember who you are. And that the father represented the God the Father, represents our Father, the Lord. And Simba, it was many of us children out here on the earth who forget who we are, forget our identity. We are so lost in our identity. Unless if we overcome our loss of our identity and we recognize who we are, we're going to continue to go through the abuse. Even though I started recognizing and I recognized who I was, and it still did not stop the repetitive pattern. But until I finally said, hey, listen, this is not going to be a pathway for my next week. Because I went through this and I had an unfortunate situation that was that was paid for me, that does not mean that my future is going to be the same. and that's going to be the thing, and it's going to be passed on to my daughter. There's no way. So Simba has to remember in his identity who he was, and oh God, and when I had to remember who I was, the father was like, even the Lord told me, and you belong, you don't belong on the ground, and you don't deserve that, you don't deserve to be trampled on and kicked to the curb and kicked to the side or whatever. It's unfortunate that many people don't recognize the true value of you until you're really, really absolutely gone. And who knows? They may not even realize it. They may still not. And if they do realize it, they're in jealousy kicks in. They can't help it. Them demons start popping up, jealousy kicks in. So, yes. You know, it's like Judas who betrayed Jesus. You know, and then betrayal kicks in. So, you know, whatever your calling is, once you start walking in your identity and your purpose, you will start walking in your purpose. And then you will be in the shelf where you belong, not on the ground.
Wow, you just said a lot. And for those of you that are just tuning in, I tell you, you're listening to my newfound friend, Dana Hammond, and you know her mission is twofold. If you honestly, her mission is twofold: to end business, the business of human trafficking, and those who score the faith to the, you know, because she was scorned by on earth when by her birth parents, believably, you know, and then she for decades she has not seen her birth parents for decades. And also, she's not alone in raising awareness to help with the prevention of human trafficking, to help those that are victimized by human trafficking. Forgotten, you know, there are some kids that are actually forgotten in orphanages and living in shelters, lost in foster homes, and abused in adoptions. We have those children that are out there. And she's here to raise awareness with so many others. And she said, lost but not forgotten, abandoned but not forgotten. And I'm so honored to have her on our show this afternoon. You know, I just said it earlier, you're going to be amazed with some of the phenomenal speakers that will be coming on in the month of August. Dana said that I'm a diamond in the rough, a shining piece of coal trying to reach my goals. And nothing is stopping me. I am about to live out my purpose. So remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us this Wednesday on Overcoming Battles. Listen out for Dana this month. You're going to love her message. You can hear it over and over again as often as possible. Keep your eye on her. She's on Facebook. She has her best-selling books there on Amazon. Dana, is there any other way our guests around the world can get in touch with you other than social media and Amazon.com?
There is my website, DanaPriyankaHammond.com. That's D-A-N-A, P as in Paul, R-I-Y-A-N-K-A, Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D.com. Or you can reach me at humantraffickinginc.com. That's probably easier to remember. It's humantraffickinginc.com.
Perfect. And I would make sure that I add that to my social media as well. And you can follow me at bettyspeaks.com. And that is my genuine, authentic name, Betty Speaks, www.thebronxstatsman.com. Again, thank you all for tuning in. Listen in to with us every Wednesday, and you can find us on just about any casting that's out there. Dana, thank you so much, my love, for tuning in, and I look forward to working with you on all your projects as we conquer the sins of this world together.
Appreciate it, Betty. Thank you.
Okay.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.